Good morning. We're continuing with the other Klal Nun, and we're learning Simon Hay. Achol meni mezaynus began peiros and his kerem v'shasa yain. See, one of the he ate something which is chayav and alam bichyup. He ate one of the five types of fruits which we mentioned before: the rimonim, the teinim, the zeisim, the tamarim, or the novim. And he also ate. He also drank wine. So he now needs to say an ala mechil. He needs to say an ala peiros. And he needs to say al priya gofen for the yain. So yichlu kulam bebracha achas. So we say all three of them together, one bracha. We don't say three separate brachas. A bracha chorner for the ala mechil, a bracha chorner for the ala gefen, and a bracha chorner for the ala peiros. If you say one bracha chorner, you mention all of them together. V'yakdim al mechil shumi min choisin mehen lechem. So Michir goes first because it has the cheshivas that even though it's not bread itself, but it is the same thing from which bread is made. So it has that cheshivas to it. And then you say priya gofen because of the mile of yain, and then you say alawaits. V'chaisim baruch ato Hashem ala oretz, v'ala michyo, v'ala priya gofen, v'ala peiros. So you mention all three of them in that order, michyo, priya gofen, and peiros. V'mohizkir v'ala priya gofen, the yotz. We already said before the person says the bracha of ala peiros on yayin b'diavad he's yotze. So if a person would just say ala michyo and ala peiros b'diavad he would be yotze. V'mla hisker gam ala michyo b'akshasayim baruch ato Hashem ala oretz ala peiros tzorachim. Now this last case over here, the bishop does not mention. If a person says just as ala peiros, so the reason why we make this bracha of Me'en Gimel, because these are the items which Eretz Yisrael is considered to have been praised with. The pasuk says, it's the land of Chit and Sarra, Gefen, Besen, and Rimon, it's Eretz Yisrael and Dvosh, V'chalta V'sabot HaRirachto. So if you learn that Al Mechir is the Raisa, it's based on the pasuk which says these seven things together, the five different types of fruits that we mentioned before, and the two grains, chit and tzara, and we mentioned before that the other types of grains are considered subcategories of those two types of grains. So they're all included in that pasuk. Okay. But these are called the peiros, shishapcha ben Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to the mitzvah bringing bikurim, you bring the peiros of the land, and the peiros, which peiros do you bring? These seven things. So there's a chiyuv to bring bikurim, both from the five types of fruits and the two types of grain which are mentioned in the pasuk. So we look at that as peiros, and maybe arguably we could say ala oretz ala peiros is including these grains as well. We should therefore be yotze with ala oretz ala peiros. So he says he's not sure whether that's true or not. He says in the parentheses that the Kolbo writes in the name of Ramesh Mikutsi that b'dieved you yotze. The Kolbo himself says it, and he says that that's also the opinion of the Rama Mikutsi, that's the Mershon Mikutsi. The Rama Mikutsi is the author of the Sefer Mitzvah Gedolos, known as the Smag. And the Chayonim points out that the problem is there's no mention of this idea anywhere in the Smag. So when it says that this opinion of Mershon Mikutsi, it's not found anywhere in the Smag, such a thing. He also quotes it the name of the Rambam. And there's no such Rambam. So he suggests maybe that there's a mistake. He meant if you said all arts of ala peiros for yayin and for gefen together, but not for michya, yayin and gefen. So therefore you might read Tzarchi in the Mishnah. Does not mention this at all. And the assumption would be that a person would not be yotze, but just saying all arts of ala peiros. Obviously a person should try and be careful not to be involved in that situation. Okay, so that's a case where a person. Now the Chayyim is going to talk about in Siman Vav that since we're dealing with potentially a suffix deraisa, so we should be more careful. Now you can't go back and make a bracha again because maybe your yurts are ready. The suffix brachas lahakel. By benching, if a person is a suffix in benching, he goes back and repeats. Because even though some of the brachos lahakol, some of the rice of the chumrah, But since Alamichya is not a Vaday Deraisa, it's only a Safek if it's a Deraisa, you cannot go back Misafek. Because Safek Brokers, the Hogel, makes it also to go back. Maybe you're Mukhrib to go back because Sekha Deraisa the Chumra. So you're really in a bind. So a person should be very careful not to be in that situation. And if a person is in that situation, the Chayyadim suggests maybe the person should eat some more to be able to create a situation where he values Mukhrib and a Bracha Achrona. And so we'll see those points, Bezat Hashem, in the next Siman. And meanwhile, have a good day.